The left was generally shocked as the election night returns came in.
Oh, here we go. This is a surprise. Illinois governor. Unbelievable. This is amazing.
But some of the tears shed November 4th were over the specific issue of climate change and what a fully Republican-controlled Congress might do to thwart President Obama's environmental efforts.
That is because when voters elected Republicans to a majority of both chambers of Congress, they effectively put Oklahoma Senator and longtime climate change denier James Inhofe in charge of the Senate's climate policy.
And it's statements like this one Inhofe made to State Impact that worry the pundits at MSNBC.
Our air is already clean.
But protecting the environment isn't just about pundits and politicians or the Oklahoma utilities set to spend more than $1 billion to comply with new EPA rules. Regular people have a big stake in this, too, like many of the Oklahomans State Impact talked to over the last few years.
It's just a haze hanging in the air. It's a kind of a white film that you can see on that southern horizon, and it lingers.
That segment of the stream is impaired because of dissolved oxygen and metals.
The EPA has the power to make environmental rules, so what, if anything, can Inhofe do to derail, say, Obama's plan to cut carbon emissions at coal plants, or the regional haze rule that's meant to clear the air at national parks? Jack Linke is with the Institute for Policy Integrity at the New York University School of Law, which supports a strong government role in environmental protection.
Well, there are a lot of different things they can try. It is unclear how successful they'll be.
Linke says there are four ways Congress can obstruct EPA rules.
One thing that Senator Inhofe, as chair of the Environment and Public Works Committee of the Senate, and that other Republican leaders will get is oversight authority. So this is the ability to hold hearings, to issue document requests, to call witnesses.
That won't impact the EPA rules themselves, but burying the agency in hearings can slow them down and shine a spotlight on them. Linke expects that tactic to be used a lot.
Republicans have already indicated that they're going to be making quite a bit of use of that oversight authority.
To overturn an existing rule like regional haze or the mercury and air toxic standards would require Congress to do something it has recently seemed incapable of doing.
Then there's always the possibility of passing actual legislation.
The problem is the filibuster. Inhofe would need 60 votes in the Senate. The third option is what's called the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to nix a new rule within 2 months of it being finalized.
The Congressional Review Act says that on the day that it becomes final, we're talking about, in this case, on the greenhouse gas regulations, June of 2015, it requires at that time, I will be introducing on that day with 30 co-sponsors. You have to have 30 senators join you. I already have that ready. Then it will go to just a straight up or down vote, a majority vote, not a supermajority, just 51 votes in the Senate.
That gets Inhofe around the filibuster, but then there's President Obama's veto power, which he'd likely use to protect the cornerstone of his administration's climate change policy. But Inhofe thinks he can get around that obstacle, too.
All of these Democrats, I went back this week and talked to a bunch of them, who lost their jobs, they lost to Republicans, a net of nine, they all, to a last one, blame Obama. And so a lot of these guys that are coming, I'm talking about Democrats in the Senate, that are coming into a cycle where they have to run for re-election in 2016, and they're going to be racing to override vetoes to separate themselves from the president.
The final option would be to attach amendments to big, important spending bills that block funding for enforcement of EPA rules. Inhofe says he supports that effort, but only to a point. Right now, he's not willing to shut down the government over it. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layton.